Hi, Scanner Group. I'm Ryan Mallory.
And I'm Jared Bannery.
Welcome to the show. Today we have Sergeant Tom Venables, and he's doing 2SAM-6 status check. We're going to talk about medical calls a little bit. Let's go to Tom.
Medical calls. Sometimes that's a seizure, stroke, heart attack, a fall, a hemorrhage. I've the whole plethora of categories, and what I see is you guys are usually there first.
Yeah. You know, we're just out in the field, unlike, you know, EMS, who have stations, and they come from a designated area. And we could be in the vicinity. So that's why you hear us getting on scene a little quicker than EMS. And that gives us the ability to provide information of maybe the gear that they might need, or the issue that is occurring, and we can get that information back to them before they even get on scene.
You guys end up with like CPR training maybe know what to do and not do to somebody that's having a seizure and those kind of things. I post little charts about them, so maybe the members learn that, but you guys come that way.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing to go to those things and be a part of helping save someone's life, you know, when they're experiencing some kind of medical emergency. And I've been to baby calls where babies are choking or people are choking, or so it's pretty fulfilling to get there and help to the best of our ability. The one thing that has been really a big change in the last few years is our ability to get on scene prior to maybe the fire department or emergency flights and provide Narcan to someone that's overdosing. And that has saved countless lives.
Lots of lives.
We keep it in our police cars. So, we'll get on scene on an overdose and provide the Narcan. And that saves a lot of people's lives.
Somebody's kid, parent, friend makes it. No funeral.
Exactly.
And hopefully that's enough experience that heads them down the right road to recovery. That's what we're always hoping.
And, you know, I just want to kind of piggyback onto that just for a second. But there's a Senate bill that was passed in the last couple of years. I don't exactly remember the Senate bill number. But if you or someone you know is experiencing an overdose and they need medical attention, in the past, prior to the Senate bill, people would be hesitant to call and get their friends or family treatment because, let's say, they had warrants for their arrest or there was drugs in plain view and they didn't want the cops coming to their door. That gives you complete immunity to any type of criminal charge if there's an overdose call and the police come. So
you may you walk away that day as long as you're willing to help make sure a life gets saved. That's your golden goose. Don't let a friend die.
Exactly. No, call us. No judgment. We are just there to make sure, like you said, someone's family member lives, and we will put the Narcan in their system as quick as we can to get them breathing.
I'm going to actually mention a charity at that point. There's a fellow that's been a musician and in bands in this area for longer than I've been alive, probably. His name is David Pinsky, and his son died of an overdose, and him and his wife run an organization that does events, and they raise money to put Narcan in people's hands so that the public knows how to use it, has training, and they don't want that to happen to anybody else's son.
Yeah, this wasn't last summer we had all those ODs just back to back to back to back.
Yeah, about it was about like a little bit more than a year ago, huh? And it was like a bad batch of heroin that had too much fentanyl. I think is what we ended up hearing from people.
Hmm. Yeah, there was like 16 overdoses in
a matter of a few
hours.
Yeah, it was like in a few days. There really was. There was that many overdoses.
Yeah, opiates. That's the devil. And if misused, that stuff really is. Some bad stuff, and it ruins lives. We use Narcan. My patrol team uses Narcan at least once a week, and it's not uncommon. Now, back in the day when we first started, I mean, you never heard of it. Never.
I never heard of Narcan.
No. And you never heard of an overdose, like a real heroin overdose. When I first started, I saw gunpowder heroin for the first time And I thought, man, I was like, wow, what is this stuff? This is crazy. Now, I mean, that's more prevalent than methamphetamine in the Valley.
I've been here for 28 years, and I did not used to hear anything like that. Yeah. I didn't even know it went on, and started listening to the scanner because my grandmother on my father's side, she was a dispatcher in Dunsmuir, and she always had the scanner going. So when I was a kid and I stayed at her house, I would listen to it all night. I'd almost never go to sleep and just listen to the stuff that went on. And it's pretty rural there, so it would be an occasional call here and there each night. But I started listening to the scanner here, and I was like, what? I'd never realized there was so much meth and heroin. Well, it's happened since I moved here. It's gotten, it probably always existed, I get, but the volume has gone up so much. Yeah.
Back in my day, it was meth. I mean, very rarely did you get some heroin.
Yeah, and pot before it was legal. Yeah. So that was some good stuff, definitely on medical calls. And I kind of wanted to talk about why we even post medical calls in scanner group. It used to be a thing when it was really early that people would be wondering, is that my relative? What address on the street? We don't usually give that information or even keep it. I don't write it down or anything.
No, a lot of the things with the medical calls is we get members that are driving through a neighborhood, and they'll see a fire truck and a police car. They'll see an ambulance and a police car. And there's nothing that's flashing saying medical call. And so someone will wonder what's going on.
Right.
And with the Pulse Point app, it basically states medical emergency. And we don't release any information that may come across.
Yeah.
But as Sergeant Venables, you know, had stated, that there are times when in medical emergency is so dire that law enforcement has to go and provide AED.
It's gotta be the first one on the
CPR,
scene.
CPR, Narcan. You know, he shared some of those experiences that right. they've had, especially with the Narcan and the heroin problem that we have here. But you know, we understand that we got a huge membership that knows a lot of people in the areas. We can't tell you who, the name of the person, because it doesn't come across the scanner.
You get Pulse Point. You'll get the address. We're not going to post the address. Yeah. We may post a block number or something like that. And some of those medical calls, you know, I post a bunch of medical calls usually when I'm on, because I want people to see what goes on in the day-to-day and at night with law enforcement and the kind of things they're helping with. And that's not just to promote law enforcement. Really, you should understand what your law enforcement does. They're the first on the scene to these medical emergencies. Sometimes those are domestic abuse cases and those kind of things. And I also like to post things like, if a seizure comes across, I always go get the chart. What's a seizure? Mm-hmm. What do you do? And if there's a stroke, you know, how do you recognize one? I think the more people know those things, the more education they have about them, the more people we touch with that information. So feel free to share it when you see those. Save that graphic. Send it around that day because you saw it. Somebody's going to get saved that way.
Yep. And each agency has different procedures on handling medical calls. Medford's is different than Central Point's. If you're listening to the scanner, you'll hear Central Point often say no response unless requested. So that's basically, those are lesser of the medical calls, other than standing there and jotting someone's name down. I really can't do anything because it's beyond my expertise. There's no medical emergency. Yeah. So they won't respond to some. But that's how Central Point does it. Medford's might be a little bit different.
I like to report on the more interesting ones too. So you'll always hear lots of fall victim.
Yeah.
And that's often a senior or somebody that took a spill in their home, or sometimes it's right in a retirement center, and they send out an ambulance to there. But every now and then we had a kid that fell off Phoenix High School's roof because he was up there with his friends playing around, or a fall victim off of a cliff out hiking, or when those kinds of things come across, they're interesting for sure. Yeah. So I post those ones because they're good discussion.
Yeah.
Other things that come across as medical calls, sometimes those are accidents and they're already part of a motor vehicle collision or something that we reported.
Yeah, a lot of times if someone's even complaining a little bit of pain.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to request medical to come out, and then they're going to do an assessment on scene to see if they need to go.
Yeah, and when we've reported, the motor vehicle collision. We don't report the medical call separately. It comes on over the radio as a separate 911 call. And the 911 calls, that's what's coming across Pulse Point. That's an app you can get on your phone. It'll send you messages. You'll pick an agency. I have Jackson County Fire District 5, Fire District 3, Medford Fire. It's mostly medical call and fire related stuff. Yeah. The police calls don't really come across that unless there's a major crash from a loot or something like that. Yep. Then I'll hear it come over 911.
Yep. Now the it's just a very interesting dynamic between law enforcement, and, you know, and ambulances and fire. Yeah. When fire responds, you know, there's a lot of different procedures. Sometimes, you know, if somebody has passed. And it's more of a recovery. You won't get fire and medical going. It's going to be a law enforcement recovery.
Yeah, they say you can hold medical. They don't need to come.
Yep, and
it's just sad to hear over the radio.
Yeah, and use of force. You know, if someone's hit with a taser.
Yeah.
If a beanbag shotguns, anything along those lines.
There's any criminality involved. I always hear police are on the scene first, even though there's a medical call, and they're going to clear that to make it safe for medical to come in, which
a lot of major assaults.
If you went to some medical school or paramedical school, you probably weren't looking to fight off a guy with a knife.
Thanks for tuning in to the Scanner Group Crowdsourced Crime and Safety Podcast with Ryan Mallory and Jared Bannery from Thief Hunter Labs. Make sure to subscribe today for notifications about the next show. Visit us at www.thiefhunterlabs.com or on Facebook as Thief Hunter Labs in the search bar.